You know, we intended to bring you this conversation last week, but we weren't able to connect with our guest, Dr. Kopano Mabaso, Executive Director of Zero Stunting Initiative. Many children get to early learning facilities already destined for unemployment and poverty in adulthood. A quarter of South Africa's children under the age of five, in fact, are stunted. In The Lancet, the stunted children go on average, to earn 26% less than their peers in adulthood. And the same research also argues that the cost of stunting is, for some countries, too exorbitant and really can hamper its future prospects. So the World Bank described it as a life sentence as its consequences reach far into the future and rob young people an opportunity of reaching their full potential, denying them the opportunity to be productive members of society and trapping them in this intergenerational cycle of poverty. So this is the reason why we speak to Dr. Kopano Mabaso this afternoon. You'll know her as Kopano Matra. She's now married, Mabaso, and she's written a number of books, best-selling and critically acclaimed novels like Coconut. She went on to write Period Pain and Spilt Milk. She was also a Rhodes Scholar, and she's just recently submitted her PhD thesis in public health at Oxford University. But she's back in the country, not only to practice, but of course to give her time and efforts to Zero Stunting, this initiative that is calling for zero stunting in our society by year 2030. Thank you so much for joining us, Kopano. It's a pleasure to chat to you.
Yes, Azania, thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
I hope to spot you last week at the HSS Awards, the Humanities and Social Sciences Awards, because your book had been nominated.
No,
so congratulations to that.
Thank you very much.
So let's start by understanding what stunting is and why it is this is such an important focus area for you.
Yeah, so I mean, stunting is a condition that's, I guess, been with us for ages, but I think we've been so focused on children surviving that we haven't really paid enough attention to making sure they do more than just survive, but that they also thrive.
Mm.
So stunted children are children who don't reach their full growth potential, so they're short for their age from not receiving the correct nutritious food, both in pregnancy, in the womb, but also in the first 2 years of life primarily.
And so
that's kind of not receiving the right nutrients, and yeah, so a variety of things related to that that deny these children from reaching their full potential.
Last week I'd seen some figures that say that the most important days are the first 1,000 days,
very important days
of development. Mm-hmm. So from conception to about the age of 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And you responded as Zero Stunting. You responded to the State of the Nation address that was given by President Cyril Ramaphosa. Talk to me about what it is that he said that warranted a response to his speech.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're very excited about the focus on early childhood development, but we know that by the time children get to sort of, you know, ECD centers or grade R, that a lot of the potential that could have been achieved is a missed opportunity for us if we're not also focusing, in addition to pregnancy and the period when children tend to be at home. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, making sure that our moms are supported in this critical time in their lives, and that young children are receiving the right nutritious food, that they are, you know, loved and taken care of and breastfed and enjoy a wide variety of food. Because we know that the majority of South Africans live below the upper bound poverty line. We know that our women are up against a whole host of difficult circumstances. But this is kind of the potential. This is the future generation that really is going to take our country to the next level. And so our response to the president was, yes, yay, we are so happy that ECD is important, but that also don't forget and take care of the 0 to 2 year olds as well and the pregnant woman where most of the brain connections are happening for young children.
Absolutely, because the period that we're talking about is a critical period, a very vulnerable period. Say a mother gives birth and she doesn't have access to the social grant at that point.
Yes,
it takes a couple of months, and meanwhile, she's not having a nutritional diet.
Yeah.
We didn't have it during pregnancy and in those early months of a child's life. Without that, we're already off to a bad start.
No, exactly. And I mean, there's so much we can do that's already with us. You know, I mean, I think we have some of the lowest breastfeeding rates globally. which is a missed opportunity. We know breastfed babies have higher IQs. They are, they get all the immune cells. They're protected. That breastfeeding also is great for the mother. You know, you're less likely to have maternal depression if you're breastfeeding. But for whatever reason, breastfeeding is just not cool or acceptable or encouraged or promoted. We rarely value formula. Mm-hmm. We even go to shops and see formula kind of, you know, the security belt is around it because it's one of these highly stolen products. But as a result, you know, because it is an expensive product and it's not necessarily a better product, women are diluting it because it is expensive. And so we kind of just need to shift those values. And that also we for whatever reason, started to feed our children, you know, these porridges that you just add water to, and children are not eating mm-hmm. the avocados that we have in our gardens, the eggs that are freely available, the food that is there that is going to put them up for the right start in life. And I think we're focusing not just on moms, because often us as women are kind of carrying the burden of all of society, but of the ecosystem and the people around moms. So dads, mothers-in-law, grandmothers, the whole system that needs to be in place to encourage and support mothers.
Yeah. I saw one suggestion that you're calling for pre-registration of babies during pregnancy so that mothers don't lose out on access to child support grants during the first year of a child's life. Because those processes can take a long time.
No, exactly. I mean, so the Department of Social Development is exploring a policy around sort of the extension of the grant antenatally, and we're encouraging that. We're, you know, yes, our primary healthcare services are free, but it costs women money to get mm-hmm. taxi fare to go there. Mm-hmm. It costs money to take care of yourself. It costs money to eat well. And we know that in the womb, that's when, you know, the baby sort of foundations are being laid down, both cognitively for the brain, but also in terms of epigenetically how their body responds to food later on in life.
Yeah.
And so we need to support pregnant women. And I mean, this you know, this has been demonstrated globally with various studies that children who are born at a low birth weight, so are quite small babies at birth, are also at increased risk of stunting. Mm-hmm. So if we can avert it antenatally, we've already kind of gone a long part of the way.
So those, it's possible to intervene and bring about really quality interventions from an early age. But absolutely, if we pass that 2-year mark, is it possible to undo it, to allow these brain paths to...
No, absolutely. And in fact, I mean, I think that's the encouraging thing is that, you know, and I think that's where the ECD work that is happening in South Africa and gaining momentum is so important and should continue,
right,
is that you can, you know, support children and children, in fact, who do register early for ECD centers and are read to and sung to and loved and stimulated, can in time sort of catch up. But I think we also don't want to miss that first 1,000 days. So just because we can sort of later catch up a couple, you know, some children, we don't want to also kind of ignore what we're doing poorly in the first 1,000 days. And if you consider that we're an upper middle income country, we should be embarrassed that, you know, 1 in 4 children are stunted. And that even before they've started their lives, they're already off to a bad start. Mm. And that countries that have smaller economies than ours have reduced stunting dramatically. I mean, there's, you know, lots of examples globally. And so we as South Africans should be doing better.
Right, absolutely. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing. Welcome back. And thank you for your time.
Thanks, Susanya. Thank you for having me.
That's Dr. Kopano Mabaso. She's the executive director at the Zero Stunting Initiative. Yes, it costs us a staggering 40 billion rand each year. And South Africa is lagging behind other countries at comparable income levels when it comes to overcoming stunting.